Brad. Welcome back, everyone. This is the first episode of 2018, and we'll be talking about immersion. So one thing I've learned over the years is that whatever skill or thing that I want to improve, it could be becoming a web developer or figuring out how to better lose weight or to better manage your finances, anything like that. There's one thing that has always made me significantly more likely to succeed. And that one thing is immersing yourself in the surrounding culture. As we know, for every possible thing, there is a big community all the way down to a micro community, but there is a community around it. And if you can manage to immerse yourself, surround yourself with the people who are incredibly outspoken and evangelical about this thing, it's going to rub off on you. We learn this at a very early age, don't we? When your mom or your dad didn't want you hanging out with this person because they're a bad influence on you, it's the exact same concept. We all know, especially at that age, who you surround yourself with is going to rub off on you. It's basic common sense, all the way from when we're little children up to adults. And that's why if you go into a nice neighborhood, the likelihood that every single car at every house is going to be a really nice, fancy car, like a Porsche or something on that level, it's the exact same thing. This is actually, just as an aside, a good piece of advice against moving into a really nice neighborhood, even if you can afford it. And that downside is, whether you like it or not, that culture and that community is going to rub off on you. And when you notice that every single home has a super nice car in the driveway, how much additional pressure is that going to put on you to get rid of your sensible older Honda and match the quality of all your neighbors? That pressure you'll feel is a very, very real thing. And that's why, actually, on that note, in this situation, if I do see a home with the older car, I respect them significantly more. Because think about it, it doesn't take courage to fall in line. It doesn't take courage to just look and say, well, everyone else has one, we need to have one too, because we want to blend in. It takes quite a bit more courage to look at that and say, no, this older car I have is the smart financial choice, and I don't care what anyone else is doing. This is what I'm going to do. That takes significantly more courage, and I respect it significantly more than everyone who just falls in line to blend in. But yeah, anyways, the main point being the people and the community you surround yourself with are going to rub off on you. And we want to make sure that we use this reality in the best possible way. So imagine you already are a web developer, right? Because you're listening to this podcast. But imagine you weren't. One of the first pieces of advice I would give you is to immerse yourself in the community that you want to be part of. That takes the shape of everything from follow the people on Twitter you look up to. If you're trying to learn Laravel, then I can give you a huge list of people to follow. You're surrounding yourself with this community. If you're trying to become better building Node applications, then I can give you another list of people to follow and learn from and make friends with. And trust me, the more you do this, the more their ideas are going to mix with yours. They're going to rub off on you. They're going to encourage you to dig deeper. And overall, that thing you want to do, in our case, learning Laravel or learning Node.js, you're going to achieve it much more efficiently, I would say, than if you just try to do everything on your own. And it doesn't really matter what industry you pick. I think this is going to be true. If you're trying to lose weight, I actually don't go to a gym, but I would say this would be a huge benefit to using a gym. I'd say there's lots of downsides. Gym fees are ridiculous. You ever try to cancel a gym and it's like the most ridiculous thing where they say, oh, you have to call this number. And then you call that number and they're like, no, you need to go in store and do it. It's like they want to keep you from canceling that subscription as much as they can. But anyways, I would say one huge benefit is you are surrounding yourself with people trying to do the exact same thing you are, get into shape. And when you do that, it will rub off on you and it will tempt you and encourage you to keep going versus surrounding yourself with people who have no interest whatsoever in becoming more fit. Let's use another example. Financially, maybe you're trying to get out of debt or something like that. Then either surround yourself with people who are in the exact same boat, so others who are actively trying to dig their way out of debt, or of course also people who have already done it and have some advice to share. This would mean subscribing to any number of podcasts, like everything from, I don't know, Dave Ramsey to Radical Personal Finance to Mr. Money Mustache, any of those. And if you keep playing those podcasts in the car, you are surrounding yourself with people who are trying to do the exact same thing as you. And you're going to be more effective. I've seen it every single time with myself. It's going to be true for you as well. And that's it. Step one, for whatever you want to do. We talked about this before in another podcast, the importance of excitement. And it's kind of connected to that. You want to find this thing, figure out what community surrounds that thing, and immerse yourself in it. Just dive in, listen, and watch everything you can find on the subject. And it's going to rub off on you, I promise. So that'll do it for the first episode of the year. I hope you're all doing well, and I'll see you next time.